Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International, and welcome to another episode of Expat Thailand. Today, I have a fantastic announcement. I've briefly been touching on this subject over the last year, but Thailand is finally releasing this new 10-year work from Thailand visa. So there's been a number of different articles written here in Thailand through different media sources, but I'm going to, because it's easier for my Western listeners, which are mostly coming from North America or the UK, to find this article on Fortune magazine. So the article title is Thailand Allures Digital Nomads for the Long Term with 10-year Work from Thailand Visas and Ultra Low Tax Rate. So today we're going to talk about what does this visa encompass, how do you get approved for it, and who is it going to really be a best fit for? Because not all digital nomads are going to qualify for this because there is an income requirement and there is some documentation. So some of the things that I just want to briefly touch on the article before I get into my own personal opinions. So the article states, Thailand will soon offer a 10-year visa to potential long-term residents with applications opening September 1st of this year. The SHEIN, which is another word for program, hopes to attract foreign human resources with high potential and skills. And this is from the Deputy Secretary General for the Thai Board of Investments, which he quoted to Nikkei Asia magazine. The visa is targeted primarily at people working in high-tech industries like electric vehicles, biotechnology, and electronics. But the visa will also be available for employees of foreign companies who want to base themselves in Thailand as a digital nomad or work from Thailand professionals, as the visa describes them. Visa holders will be taxed at a lower rate of 17% as opposed to the 35% charged on income greater than $140,000. For comparisons, the U.S. charges a 35% tax rate on incomes between $215,000 to $539,000. The visa will also be available to those with over $1 million in assets or retirees with stable incomes, similar to others so-called golden visa programs like in Europe that offer residency to wealthy foreigners. So let's talk about that really quick. So Thailand soon will offer their own golden visa program, because I stated and I mentioned so many times, the new focus for the Thai tourism industry is to lure wealthy travelers and wealthy future expats. Thailand no longer wants the poor backpacker coming in as country, doing stupid stuff, and relying heavily on Thai resources. For example, your typical backpacker with no money that rents a motor scooter, gets in a car accident because they're just being stupid, then goes in a hospital but has no means for paying for the medical bills. So Thailand is completely, and I'm happy Thailand's changing, because that's what Thailand needs. Thailand needs more immigration with people with that are more savvy, that have more financial income means, and also bring more technical expertise to our employment here in Thailand. And that's going to boost our level here in Thailand as opposed to other countries that are still just luring in any sort of tourist. Thailand wants to set itself from its neighboring countries like Cambodia, like Laos, like Vietnam, or even Indonesia, Malaysia, and Philippines. Thailand wants to be, and I do believe they have the potential, Bangkok has the potential of becoming, let's say, becoming a future Silicon Valley of Asia. Because right now, if you're not aware, Singapore is considered the Silicon Valley, the tech hub of Asia. But there's so much that's going on here in Bangkok that I feel in a not so near future, Bangkok can keep up with Singapore. So this golden visa that's coming out, and I'll announce it when it comes, They were supposed to implement it this year, but they postponed it. So basically what this means, this is fantastic for my clientele. And this is also one of the main reasons why I will not take on a client that's not making purchases of at least $1 million or more of real estate here in Thailand, because of the sole purpose. Because when a client is coming to the country and says, hey, Will, I want to buy $1 million, $2 million, $5 million of real estate, it's a lot easier for them to get these type of golden visas. And, or another option is, which is an option we always propose to our clients, which is the Thai Elite Visa, which is basically you pay like a flat fee of, let's say, $30,000 and get a multi-entry 20-year visa with VIP benefits. But soon, hopefully maybe at the end of this year or next year, if you're coming to Thailand and you are buying $1 million in assets, so real estate counts as assets. So let's say you come here and you're like, Will, I want to buy, my family and I want a 2 to 3 story luxury home right on the beach. Our budget is $1.5 million. I go find it for you. That qualifies you for this new 10-year golden visa. So as you know, as the Thai government works the program out, and once they make the final announcements, I'll be the first one to announce it here on my podcast. I'm super excited for this, especially for my clientele that don't want to pay that $30,000 for a Thai Elite Visa. Just simply buying $1 million in real estate or more will qualify you for they're saying this right now, a 10-year visa. It could be less or it could be more. So wait for that announcement. So going back, so this new 10-year work from Thailand, you're going to be taxed at a lower rate of 17%. And that should be extremely, extremely beneficial for many of you. Then the other thing too, as this article goes on to talk about, some of the documentation that's going to be required. So documents from Thailand's Board of Investments lay out the requirements for becoming a work from Thailand professional. You need to have earned $80,000 a year for the last 2 years, with some exceptions, but there's not going to be a lot. Have at least 5 years of experience and work for a company that's generating at least $150 million in revenue over the last 3 years. This is the reason why it's not going to appeal to a lot of digital nomads, because the majority of digital nomads out there, I would say a good 70%, probably make about $25,000 to $30,000 a year. And many of you are just influencers or hoping to become influencers and do not work for a large company that's generating $150 million in revenue. Or you can't prove in any sort of documentation that you've earned $80,000 a year in the last 2 years, two consecutive years. So this is always only going to be appealing for some, but not every single digital nomad out there. But this is a start. This is a definitely great start for what Thailand is doing. Just like this whole cannabis legalization here in Thailand. And again, I want to clarify, everyone, is that the cannabis legalization here in Thailand is only for cannabis that has a very low THC, which is 0.1% or less. So please keep that in mind. And still, you cannot walk around Thailand with a joint in your mouth. You'll still be thrown in prison. But the nice thing is that is also a start. The cannabis movement is bringing in more tourism. It's also going to bring in more entrepreneurs into the country. Just like this new program for digital nomads is going to bring more money to Thailand and better quality of people here in Thailand. So I am super excited about this. Thailand is my home. It has been my home for over 10 years. And I don't want my home disrupted with a bunch of knuckleheads that come here just get drunk, get stupid, and thinking that they can do whatever they want. I want more sophisticated people because this is my home. I want people that are going to come here, spend money that's going to increase our tourism, increase the revenues from not just our local street vendors to our major department stores and to our hotels, taxi drivers, because this country deserves it. This country deserves to be back as one of the top tourist destinations in the world, and it soon will be. I'm going to do another podcast. It probably will be following this one, talking about specifically why I feel that Chinese, mainland Chinese, and people from Hong Kong are really going to start flocking here in Thailand. Because if you're not aware, the whole issue with Chinese real estate and the debacle, what's happening with Evergrande, folks, that has not gone away. If you don't think it's going to impact you, it is. Just to kind of touch on, give you a little snippet of what I'm going to talk about. China's GDP, 25% of its GDP comes from real estate. And Chinese real estate is teetering at a total collapse. With the start of Evergrande, which is billions and billions of dollars in debt that is not being restructured. Big problems, folks. But great news for countries like Thailand and also Southeast Asia, because I feel, and it's happening right now, we're going to see a massive migration of wealthy Chinese to upper middle class Chinese looking to get out of China. So this is pretty much it for this episode. For those of you that can actually qualify for this, you want to just do a simple Google search, and you'll find this program, which is, again, it's going to be called the Work from Thailand Visa, and primarily for digital nomads. And remember this, if you can't qualify for this visa, there are other options. If you're 50 years old or older, you can simply get a retirement visa, whether it's a 1 year, 5 year, 10 or 15 years. And the only requirements are, it's going to be one or the other. It's either a balance requirement, that means having a Thai bank account, and then having a balance requirement over the last year, whether it's $15,000, $5,000, $15,000 or $30,000, depending on what type of visa you want. Or the other option is showing a monthly income of from pension, Social Security, that's going to equate to roughly, I think it's about $2,800 or $3,200 a month, something in that sense. Just simply Google that. It's always changing, but simply Google that. That is an option for you. The Thai Elite Visa, if you can afford it, is by far the easiest way to go. There's 5, 10, 15, and 20-year visas. It's just pay to play. The 20-year is by far the best bargain. It's like around $30,000. It comes down to look only $2,000 a year, folks. And you get VIP benefits. So for those of you that are just tuning in for the first time and you've been researching and thinking about getting out of your Western country and maybe looking at Thailand, I can assure you this. Thailand is the home of just an astronomical amount of Western tourists that convert to expats. You don't have to speak the language. Your money is going to go 5 to 10 times further as far as daily living expenses, like food, utilities. Your money goes 10 times further here. For real estate, if you can't afford to buy a home in your country because of inflation, you can afford it here in Thailand. And that cost is going to be, anywhere from a 50% off, let's say a half to a quarter, to one-fifth of the cost. You don't have to be rich to buy a home here, to be able to afford a home here. You can buy a condo in a fantastic location for as low as $30,000. You could buy a house if you're willing to drive and take some public transportation, for as low as like $100,000. And these same equivalent condos or homes, for an example, like in the United States, would be 4 times, 5 times, 10 times more. Well, not 10 times more, but probably at least 4 times more. So Thailand has a lot to offer expats. I absolutely love this country. Every day just gets better and better. And I feel that if you give it a shot, if you do more research, you'll love it too. So thank you so much for joining me, and we'll see you soon.